Okay, guys, welcome back to my podcast today. My name is Mia Mari, and you are listening to Project Six. And today's topic is something that I'm really interested in talking about and that just came in my head like out of the blue, and it's thrifting. I was gonna have a different podcast topic to talk about, obviously. However, I was looking at my list and I was like, wait, these are not interesting. These are not gonna like catch people's attention. I'm like, what will catch people's attention that are around our age? And I was like, wait, thrifting, because most of the people who listen to my podcast live here in New York City or in other major cities. So, I thought I would just get into it. And also, I hope you guys are having a good morning because I'm having a great morning. Today is Indigenous Peoples Day, the day I'm recording it. And I just want to just talk about thrifting. So, currently, I live here in New York City. And in New York City, they are very well known, the city is very well known for fashion. Fashion when it comes to couture, fashion week, luxury brands, fashion houses. We have Condé Nast that owns Vogue. We also have AD here at the Hearst Building and Cosmopolitan. I butchered that. Vanity Fair, Teen Vogue, like any type of fashion that you can think of, New York City has it. But we also have this thing called thrifting. Thrifting is you are buying secondhand clothes that's already been bought and worn by another person, and you are buying them at a cheaper price. So when you think of thrifting, me personally, when I first thought of thrifting, I was like, oh, Goodwill, Salvation Army, et cetera, because I lived in the South. I lived in the South, then I lived in Hawaii. In the South, it's mainly Goodwill, Salvation Army. There's not a lot of big chain thrift stores. When I moved to Hawaii, there was some interesting thrift stores out there. Oh, also there was Plato's Closet in the South, and there was a Plato's Closet in Hawaii as well. The one in Hawaii is like so good. They literally had a whole Brandy Melville section, which is crazy. But every girl out there wears Brandy Melville, so it's not like it's like something new and valuable and like priceless or whatever. So when I moved to Hawaii, there was more chain thrift stores. I forgot it was this one, Harbor's Vintage. I did go there. It was expensive, so I didn't really shop much there except for I think I got like a few. So cassette players. Ugh, I sound so young right now. My mom's gonna listen to this. She's gonna be like, "Girl," but cassette players. And there was other like chain thrift stores. I went to California. My sister lives in Southern California, and I would think I'd be like, "Oh yeah, like there's so much thrift finds. There's so much thrift stores down here." That they weren't good. They weren't good. I don't even remember where we went. But the only thing I got from Southern California is this. Okay, well, it's kind of cool. It's this vintage Victoria's Secret pajama set, which was the cutest thing ever. I have no idea where it's at right now. And then I also got a Nirvana shirt, but I didn't know it wasn't Nirvana, so I was wearing it thinking it was Nirvana, and it's just like random people on the shirt. And I was like, what is this? But then I realized, I was like, wait, it's kind of like New York City, because when I moved here out to the city, well, there is a lot of chain thrift stores here. We have L Train Vintage, we have Buffalo Exchange, we have the Beacon's Closet. Those are the ones I can really think of that like everyone kind of goes to. Everyone, like you see everyone with a bag, L Train, et cetera, et cetera. When I used to work at Brandy Melville in Soho, every other girl came in with like an L Train Vintage bag and then obviously bought stuff out of Brandy. So, with those chain places, I was thinking, I was like, oh, thrifting is like really big up here. Like, everyone loves to thrift, everyone loves to get vintage things, et cetera, et cetera. While that is the case, it is very hard to find good things here in New York City because everyone loves to thrift. It is also very hard to find affordable thrifting here in New York City, which also that is one of the problems I wanted to address in this podcast episode, because I feel like thrifting, hold on, well, we'll just like address that later. But yes, New York City basically thrives off of thrifting. They thrive off of that. It feels like it's like a what's it called? Like the black market? Is that what it's called? The dark web? Yeah, when people were like, oh, I sell kidneys on the black market. Is that what it's called? I feel like that's not what it's called. I don't know. But it's like that. That's basically how I can like describe thrifting here in New York City. It's like its own little economy, its own little subculture. And honestly, like, I'm not mad at it. I'm mad that it's not helping people that it was intentionally built for, if you know what I mean. I have been to Beacon's Closet and I have been to L Train. I went to L Train in both Brooklyn and lower, I think it's Lower East Side of Manhattan. I don't know. I haven't been there so long. I went to the Beacon's Closet, both in Brooklyn, and then the one that's near Parsons. So more like Fifth Ave-ish area. And okay. I personally love like those two chains. I personally love their Brooklyn stores more, especially Beacon's Closet in Brooklyn. It's less chaotic. It's less people and clothes like jammed everywhere. And it just feels more like personal to you. Whereas like the Beacon's Closet on Fifth Ave, look, I don't know who's gonna listen to this podcast. You may have friends who work there. You may work there yourself or whatever. And so I'm not trying to like poop on Beacon's Closet or like chain thrift stores here in the city. Believe me, I like them. But they do have their cons as well. They're not like heaven, they're not godsend. And anyway, so like the Beacon's Closet in Manhattan on Fifth Ave or whatever. I don't know. I'm just gonna say Fifth Ave because it's like part by Parsons or whatever. I don't like it. I don't like going there because every time I go there, I feel like I'm getting shoved up against the racks. I feel like people are just like everywhere around me. Like it feels like a concert when you're on the pit. Yeah. And you're in the pit. Except for like Club Renaissance, because they can move around. Beyonce's concert. Shout out to that because I went to go see her this summer. And also, like, she's coming out with a movie on December 1st, which is amazing because it's World AIDS Day. And also, her poster is red. And I think it's in remembrance of her Uncle Johnny, which is beautiful and so intentional because I would have never gotten it until, like, her, like, diehard Beehive fans, like, pointed it out. And I was like, ugh. I love this woman. She's so intentional with her work. I would love to meet Beyonce one day. Like, I need to meet Beyonce. But anywho, what was I gonna say? Yeah. So basically, the Beacon's Closet on like Fifth Ave or whatever, I'm not necessarily a fan of it because of, you know, the pushing, the shoving. It feels like you're just like in a war zone, like the pit at a concert. So, therefore, it doesn't make my experience there good. It doesn't make my experience there happy. It doesn't make me feel like, oh my God, like I should get this purse. I should get these cowboy boots. Like, it doesn't make me feel like that. It makes me feel like, okay, go in, look, leave, go find another store. Like, that's literally how I feel. And I basically just summed it up in like words because it's not the best for me. And I just don't feel like it's an enjoyable experience. I have been to L Train in Manhattan. We can talk about L Train now too. I have been to L Train in Manhattan, and I would definitely say I do like the vibe more. I do like how like people aren't on top of you. It is smaller than the Brooklyn one. Dude, I haven't been to these in a really long time, so I hope I'm talking about like the actual, like not the actual source, but like the stores I'm thinking of, because I haven't been to the L Train one in a minute in Brooklyn, but I do remember that it was huge. I did like it. It was more controlled. Same thing with the L train in Manhattan. It was more controlled. It had a more controlled environment, more categorization of their clothes. And the people were just like overall nicer that worked there too. Like the ones at Beacons were like not really nice to me personally, per se. I don't know why. I don't know. I don't want to get into that. But I did like L Train better. However, both of these places have a flaw. They are too expensive for like the average Joe to go in there and be like, I want secondhand clothes. Maybe I want this for like a Halloween costume. Maybe I want to get this for like a dinner party with friends or a picnic in Central Park when it was summer. And or I'm going upstate or I'm going to Boston or something like that. Or I just need like a new shirt. And I know like I love vintage clothes. So let's go to these vintage places. You pick out a polo shirt and you look at it and it's just $75. And then you were like, okay, put it back. Let's order off of Amazon. So that's how I feel when I go into those stores sometime. I feel like I can't really get what I want because it feels like you're not shopping secondhand at this point. They made it into like an economically savvy thing here in New York City when it comes to shopping secondhand. And it's not for the average Joe. It's not in favor of the people. We all know who it's in favor of. And it's kind of sad because it originally was not like this. And originally, thrifting was Goodwill, Salvation Army, things like that. And it's very like low priced, it's very affordable, and you would just like get it and you'll be happy. And no matter if it's like vintage or like someone just bought it last week and they didn't like it, so they donated it, it doesn't matter. Like it's good and it's economically good for people who cannot afford getting clothes out of the big retail companies, fast fashion retail companies, because they're all fast fashion. Unfortunately, I indulge in that because I do shop at like Zara. I do shop at Brandy Melville. I worked at Brandy Melville, so I know. I do shop at like Forever 21, H&M, Aritzia, sometime. Like, those are all fast fashion places. People often think fast fashion is like Shein, which it is. Like, literally, it is. No doubt about that. However, all the places that we shop at, like, they mass produce these products constantly to meet consumer demands. And, babes, what is that? Fast fashion. Exactly. So, like I was saying, a lot of people in this country are not financially well off to be able to shop at some of these places. Therefore, they more turn towards Goodwill. They more turn towards like Salvation Army and stuff like that. Even like celebrities will like do it. I remember watching a video of like Michael Jackson, and it was like a home video of his. It was like on YouTube or something like that, and he was like going back in his videos, and it was like in the early 80s, like before, like literally the pinnacle, like the peak of his career. And he was like, let's go shopping at Salvation Army. This man was like making millions. He was like probably like 20 something at the time. So he was already like solidified in the music industry. And he wanted to go to Salvation Army. And I feel like sometimes when you grow up a certain way and then you accumulate so much money, I feel like you never forget where you came from. And that was kind of a prime example of like, you never forget where you came from. Because if it was me and I was like a huge celebrity right now and like living in like a big, beautiful townhouse here or whatever, I would probably still shop secondhand, but secondhand more so like Goodwill or like somewhere else that's probably affordable, because that's a whole nother topic. Like, I just don't believe that just because you have money doesn't mean you have to like show it off physically with your clothes, because that's not me. And most of the wealthy, well-off people I know in my life and have taken care of me are not like that 100%. Of course, like splurge randomly on like a purse, some shoes, jewelry, because that's what I would do, and that's what I saw modeled to me as I grew up personally in my household. I don't believe in splurging on like a $100 t-shirt that says Dior on it or something. Like, I just don't believe in that because it's, I don't think it's like ethically good in my moral sense. That's the philosophy in me coming out. But like, I just don't think it's like good to just splurge on random things or pants or everything. Like, it's just crazy. And let's just like move on more with the topics because This will make me go on a whole tangent, and that's not what I'm trying to do in this episode. And I think it is interesting. So basically, let's kind of like continue on with me and the people in my life that I've grown up around. So, my mother, she would take my sister and I to secondhand stores when we were little to pick out little like toys and stuff and like little clothes and everything. Yes, we would obviously shop at like, the retail places and everything. But however, she kind of wanted to ground us because she realized that the childhood that she created for us was not exactly the childhood that she had for herself. Therefore, she tried to ground us and know that, like, hey, you can also shop here instead of shopping. We were like Justice kids. I love Justice. All like the future baddies had Justice clothes. So we would shop at Justice a lot. So obviously Justice was considered like more of like an expensive place at the time. I don't know. Obviously there's really like not that much Justice stores around, so I really can't compare the price to how I shop today or what's around me today. But at the time it was considered like if you had Justice, your family had money, basically. And my mother would make us like she would we would shop there, Forever 21, like H&M, Aeropostale, PacSun, etc. when we were little. However, she'll be like, okay, we're gonna go to the secondhand shop and you're gonna shop there too. And I liked how my mother did that with us because it really instilled in me like looking at the clearance section and like these big retail stores, these big chain corporations, looking at the clearance section. Or when I moved out on my own, I wanted to thrift more. I wanted to go to Goodwill and everything and things like that. And I wanted to do more. I wanted to balance myself out. And like, that's because I grew up that way. I grew up knowing that you can find good quality clothes that are expensive, but you can also find good quality clothes that are so inexpensive. And they're probably like more durable and more like materially better than the clothes at the mall, at the shopping malls and the outlets and et cetera, and the designer stores that we would go to growing up. And I liked how my mom did this with us, and because it really solidified how I view finances and the world as I grew up. And I feel like whenever I have my own children, I definitely want them to like be like that too. Like, I want to be like, okay, yeah, we can like shop here or whatever, but you're also going to go to the Goodwill down the street and get some stuff too. Like, you need to learn that not every piece of clothing should be expensive. It shouldn't be expensive. And I feel like that was a good thing that my mom kind of instilled in my sister and I. And now when I go thrifting with my grandmother, because I find more good thrift finds in the South, because not everyone thrifts in the South. So when I go visit my grandmother, she knows I want to go thrift because that's what my mother instilled in us. I don't like shopping at the chain places. Sometimes I do still, but a lot of my clothes are thrifted clothes because I feel like they have better quality. They last longer, in my opinion, and they just look so much better than mass-produced clothing sometimes and everything. And I think that everyone should do that with their children. Regardless, like in conclusion of that little like thing I really want to talk about, I feel like everyone should kind of do that with their children. They should, make them shop at these stores to ground them and everything. I don't care if I'm the president of the United States. I don't care if I'm like a billionaire. Well, I don't want to be a billionaire, a millionaire in the future. I would make my kids shop at secondhand stores. I just feel like it's like the right and ethical thing to do. However, when my mother would make us go to these stores, we have to donate. We would donate. My mother would never ever take us to a store and be like, okay, like pick it out. We'd be like, no, like get some bags or something like that and donate something. Give back to the community that you're also, getting things from, which I totally agree. And in that philosophy, I started to do that more now too, when it came to thrifting in the city. Whenever I would go thrift, I would make sure I have like a bag or so of clothes. It could be like literally like two or three tops, or it can be like 50 tops. And I would donate it in return of me buying clothes from a secondhand place. I just feel like it's more ethical in my moral sense and my values. Maybe everyone doesn't feel that way, but I feel like it's kind of like a good transaction. It's a good, relationship to have when it comes to like thrifting and everything. You donate to them and you thrift back, and they still get good donations in return. So I feel like that's really good and everything. And yeah, I feel like that's basically a good thing. And with my mother, she was really good at like budgeting for us. We would get little allowances and everything. I remember one time we got our allowances cut off because my sister said something stupid about like a movie theater or whatever. And then my mom was like, no more allowances. It's kind of so funny to look back at, but at the time I was like, oh my God, like my cash flow is gone. I like 11 years old. But when you have parents who may not have grown up in a good situation as you have been raised in, they become very good at financially budgeting. Budgeting is like a big thing for me, especially too, saving and everything. So I grew up with a family who was very financially literate, and they would educate us early on about this and that and all that. As you can see, I am not in Gabelli. I do not want to be in Gabelli. Only because like I grew up around these type of things. I grew up around my parents saying, you should do this for your future, you should do that for your future, you need to be financially set up, da da da, credit card, da da da, et cetera, et cetera. So growing up with parents like that, they also became conscious of, okay, when is it good not to splurge and when is it good to splurge? And my parents believe, like with us, that you really shouldn't splurge that much on clothes. And I kind of agree with that too. I love my clothes. You don't see me going shopping out 24/7. I buy what I need, not what I want. Obviously, when you have like a little bit of money here and there, like, a little something, you're like, okay, like I want to like splurge on this. And that's totally okay. But what I mean is like splurging all the time. I feel like that's not good for budgeting. Sorry, I'm talking like my mom, but it's the truth. And it's good to grow up around people or be around people who are like friends and stuff like that, and like other family members who are financially literate as well, because it helps you with kind of grounding yourself and realizing like you don't need to live like the Joneses. You don't need to live outside your means because that will come back and hurt you. Karma is real. Karma is real. So I feel like that's just something to really like maybe think about if you're kind of like going through the same thing, or you have parents who have like the same thing, to just like really be like, wait, step back and like shop more sustainably. Now with thrifting, in my opinion, it is so much more sustainable for the environment. I am an environmental girly. Shout out to my RA Kenneth because he is the president of the environmental club. But I am an environmental girly, and I believe that thrifting is so much better for the environment versus like mass produce clothing. 100%. I think it's so true. That's the best and the greatest thing about thrifting is that it's so good for the environment and it's so good for, people globally. Now, also, thrifting has a good thing when it comes to finding vintage pieces for people and everything. And I think it's so cool. Like, for me, for example, I found a vintage Givenchy tote that I used for school last year. And I did not know that it was vintage Givenchy until my sister pointed it out. And I was wondering, I was like, the logo looks so familiar. But, like, then again, I didn't really care about like big brands like that. Like, of course, I love like modeling and stuff like that. So I kept up with like the fashion houses, but I really didn't keep up much with like Givenchy as much as I did with like Dior and stuff like that. And my sister pointed out, she's like, did you know you were walking around in a vintage Givenchy bag? And I was like, no, I didn't even know that. And now that had me thinking, I'm like, oh my God, people may think I'm like a stuck up snob at school because I was just dragging a Givenchy bag around and just like stuffing it with like crap and like potato chips and my MacBook and everything all year. And I didn't even realize that this is something that people probably like crave at this point. Like, I never realized And that made me think, I was like, wait, how much like other vintage pieces do I have from like thrifting and secondhand sales? And I thought about it and I was like, wait, I have this tote and I did not know it was so in demand with people right now. It's a tote and it's like a magazine. And I bought it for my like my room here at my apartment on campus. And then like a few days later, I saw something on TikTok saying how like, oh my God, like I want one of these so bad. They're from like the 70s. And I was like, wait, pause. I have one of those. I just thought it was cute decor. I didn't know it was like in demand for people. And that's also like my own doing because I never really realize what is vintage and what is not when I just buy clothes. I just think it's like cute. Or when I buy handbags and stuff like that, I'm like, oh, I just think it's like really cute. I don't really think much of like the name brand. Like I'm not a label whore. 'Cause there are some people out here who are label whores and I'm not one. I got that phrase from my mother. But what was I gonna say? Sorry. But I never really think about it in that way when I like thrift things because I'm just like, oh, okay, well, this I bought this. It's cute. And then someone else will like point it out to me, or I'll see it on social media that it's like vintage or something like that. And I'm like, I never really think about it that much, but I think it's really cool how you can find so many vintage pieces in thrifted clothing. And I think it's beautiful. Like, honestly, I really think it's beautiful. I'm not being satirical or anything. It's amazing to see how much is either like distributed to people. And everything. You never really realize until someone else points it out. I think that's kind of like the beauty in thrifting. You don't go in thinking like you want something, but you come out with kind of like a greater outcome sometime. And I think it's beautiful. And yeah, a lot of my vintage clothes per se, because people ask me, they're like, oh, where'd you get this? Where'd you get that? Et cetera, et cetera. It is from my mother. It's from my mom. Oh my God. Speaking of mommy, my mother just texted me because I have my laptop right here. So like with like my notes and stuff like that, because podcasts can't flow with me just talking because then I'll end up talking for like an hour and 30 minutes on here. But basically, all my vintage pieces are from my mom. My jackets, my pants, my dresses. Everyone asks, like, oh, how do you get like Juicy Couture? How do you get like these apple bottom jeans and like this cute like polo like dress and stuff like that? And I'm like, my mother. These are my mother's. I have these Coach earrings that she gave to me. And I have like so much more of her stuff from like the early 2000s or things she just gave to me and her purses. I had the cutest vintage Marc Jacobs purse that she had. And it was stolen in Hawaii. Yep. In Waianae. If you know, you know. But yeah, all my vintage pieces are from my mother. And I think it's so cool to see people walk around here with like these pieces. And I'd be like, oh, where's it from? Where's it from? They either say thrifting or they'll say like their parents or their grandparents. And I think that's so much more valuable to realize that it's from someone in your family and they took care of it for 20 plus years and they gave it to you. I think it's gorgeous and I think it's beautiful. And I think that's the beauty in thrifting because you find these pieces. Sadly, they may be from dead people and they donate them to thrift stores. However, I think it's beautiful to find vintage pieces all around because, you know, it's people's lives. It's like what people loved and they didn't love anymore. And they gave them all away for them to be remembered and cherished by someone else because one man's trash is sometimes and most of the time another man's treasure. Now, the thing with thrifting, I already talked about how it's like good and bad socially, but maybe I'll just like reiterate that. So, thrifting, good because sustainable fashion, vintage pieces, and most of the time, which it should be, affordable. Bad sometimes, it is not affordable. And it's kind of sad how it transferred from, like I said again, from helping people who are not as financially stable as most people buy these clothes to kind of becoming like more of an economy or like an economic system of themselves and up pricing clothes that should be so affordable to people, or like, I think it's crazy and I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like thrifting here. I do use ThredUp though. I need to start using that more. They have more good and sustainable finds on there, and they're more cheaper as well. But yeah, thrifting here in the city is so hard. For me personally, I think it's hard because like I just like I'm not gonna pay $80 for a shirt. I'm not gonna do that. Like morally, I don't care if I have like $10,000 in my checking account right now. I'm not gonna pay $80 for a shirt. I'm sorry, I'm not. Like morally, I just can't do that to myself. And you shouldn't do that either. I don't think that's good and feasible for a person. And when it comes to like thrifting in different regions and stuff like that, and like I said, in the South, you have more good finds for cheaper the price because not a lot of people thrift down there. People just donate their clothes mainly. And then like in my family, on my dad's side, a lot of like the elders would go in and thrift. And I think that's so sweet. You know, like go get secondhand clothes and stuff like that. And they usually cater more towards people of like an older age demographic when it comes to thrifting down there in the South, and it's cheaper. So that's why most of my thrifted clothes are from the South. But then when I come and thrift up here, they're more catered towards people more like my age, and they're more expensive, which I think it's like wild because like people my age do not have that type of money. Like systematically, we don't. But I don't know. It's New York City. Like they just want their money. They want their dinero here. I mean, I butchered that. Sorry, I got that from Beyonce. Money, guap, bag. You know what I mean? Bank, whatever. They want that here. Yeah. I forgot how to say money in French because I literally just learned that in my class, but oh well. So, in conclusion, because it has been 30 minutes and I hope you guys really enjoyed this so far, you need to stop and think about how you could help when it comes to thrifting and making it more affordable for some people and making it just an all-around more enjoyable experience. Me personally, what I'm going to give advice to my little viewers or listeners right now, because I don't feel like recording a podcast. I mean, like recording like physically. My advice for you guys is when you go to these thrift stores in these cities, like the chain ones, donate when you go. Donate your clothes. Give back to these people. Donate at Goodwill. There's a huge Goodwill bins that I went to with my friend Siggy in Queens, and we found so much good things there for such a cheap price and everything. Donate to places like that. Donate to Salvation Army. And if you want to donate to chain places, do it. If you want to shop there, donate first. That's what I do, and that's my philosophy, and that will always be my philosophy. Another thing is, I forgot what I was going to say. Don't thrift so excessively that it takes away from the people who actually need it a lot. I don't thrift a lot. I do not shop for clothes a lot. And donate more than you need. Donate more clothes than you need. Shop for yourself, but also shop for others who may not be able to afford what you're buying sometime. And I think that's really good advice to have. I'm trying to think like a more that would be good for like thrifting here in the city. Or maybe we should do more like regionally thrifting. Okay, well, thrifting overall, just be conscious of what you're buying. Be conscious of where you're spending your money. Be conscious of a lot of the social complications that come with thrifting. You are taking away from a family who probably needs this top more than you do. Their daughter needs it more. Their son needs it more. You know, think about things like that. If you obviously want to thrift at Goodwill and stuff like that, like the way I grew up doing it and shopping more economically sustainable and everything, do it, but don't do it excessively because there are people here who need it. For us, it's a want. For them, it's a need. And I'm being conscious of myself right now too, and everything. I did grow up with my parents trying to ground us. However, as you grow older, you try to shop more at these places, but sometimes you have to think there are people who need this more than me. So that's how I see it, and I feel like that's a better way to go by. And yeah, that's basically all I have for today. And thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast and listening to me speak about thrifting. And I'm about to go make a bagel and eat breakfast because I'm hungry. And I will see you guys later next week. Okay, I'll see you guys later. Bye. Oh, wait. My socials. Yeah. My socials for this podcast is Project Six Pod on TikTok, Twitter, now known as X, and Instagram. And then my Instagram socials is Mia Mare with two I's, on Instagram and TikTok. So yeah. I'll see you guys later, and I hope you really enjoyed this podcast, and I hope you really got some advice and maybe some inspiration of how I grew up when it came to thrifting and how I see thrifting, and maybe that can help change you or maybe affirm what you have to say or challenge what you have to say. And yeah, I just really hope this really helps a lot of people. Okay, bye.